This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Those who want to get tested for COVID-19 now have two new options. The state is opening up test centers at Aurora Sports Park in Aurora and Waterworld in Adams County, north of Denver. State Health Department Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says testing is available for anyone, whether they have symptoms or not.
In a typical summer, everyone comes to Waterworld to beat the heat. And this summer, we need people to come here to beat the virus.
The drive-up centers are similar to the one operated at the Pepsi Center in Denver. The tests are quick and free and available to anyone. People are advised to pre-register, but they are not required to. A large COVID-19 center has opened in Aurora, and the Sentinel reports that it is in the Aurora Sports Park. Governor Polis says it is open to anyone and it is key to fighting virus transmission. A North Carolina-based company is staffing the testing site with support from the state and health department. The Pine Gulch fire is continuing to grow rapidly in the wildlands north of Grand Junction. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it covered nearly 30,000 acres by last night and is expected to spread further today.
The fire is burning in rugged, remote terrain, where the fuels are bone dry, and so is the air. More than 500 firefighters are working on the fire and currently have it about 7% contained. While the area is sparsely populated, some people near the fire have had to evacuate. The only structure to burn so far, though, was an old abandoned building. The fire is sending up massive amounts of smoke, with air quality warnings in place for Western Mesa and Garfield counties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And coming up later this hour, hundreds of private security guards check fares and protect drivers on RTD's buses and trains, but the agency's board will soon vote on whether to get rid of them.
There are folks who don't equate folks carrying guns and tasers as safety, and in fact, that is the opposite. It makes them feel unsafe.
One board member wants more mental health and social workers instead. Hear that story in about 10 minutes. But before that, identifying the close contacts of people who test positive for COVID-19 is a key part of containing the pandemic. And we'll have that full story coming up next. It is 66 degrees in Silverton. Stay with us. This is CPR News.